If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
I'm going to talk about whether or not you need to like figure out if you need new tools. What I think is going to make scoping a lot easier for many of you in terms of worth your while, especially if you're trying to figure out, like, if I have a really good scope, what do I do with it? The very few tools that I think are going to make things a lot easier for you, number one. And number two, I'm also going to talk about the GoPro. So let me first talk about, if you're new to scoping, something that's really super important, and that is this. You're producing great content. It's content that whether you want to use it now or 5 years from now or 5 months from now, content is the most valuable thing that you have as an entrepreneur. It also is the thing that takes the most time. It's also the thing you can't outsource. You cannot outsource your voice. It needs to be exactly the way you would say it. So I do believe that your content on Periscope, even when you're like, well, I just did a 30-minute Periscope and I was all over the place and I don't know if it was that valuable. I guarantee you this, you dropped a bomb in there someplace. At some point in there, you definitely dropped a golden nugget that is either tweetable or could turn into a post for Facebook or something you could spin off into a blog post, or maybe just a 1 minute piece of content that could take your Facebook engagement to the next level. Because that video, number one, should be reused, but not uploaded as a link from Periscope. That's a no-no. Facebook doesn't want to promote Periscope. Duh. Neither does YouTube. But if you have like Periscopes from start to finish are worthy of sharing to the world. But for sure, there's a minute or two in there that is golden. That's either hilarious or really speaks to who you are. Or it's like, oh my God, that's the best quote ever. I don't even know what I said, but it was amazing. You need to save those broadcasts. Here's how you do it. Now listen to me, I'm about to talk some truth to you. If you cannot handle the truth, you might want to leave because this is going to sting a little bit. You know I talk real to you. I'm here in Utah right now. I'm recording this from a home on the side of a mountain in Park City, Utah. And I had 10 of my girlfriends here with me. And we sat around the table and every single one of them is a business owner. Every single one of them. All 10 of them are entrepreneurs. Because sometimes I get mad. It's not that I get mad, it's that I get frustrated. They're like, oh, hang on, I've got to delete some pictures. I've got to delete some videos. I keep running out of storage. I can't figure out where this is on my Dropbox. And they're all like complaining about that they didn't have any room on their phones. And I'm like, ladies, are you serious right now? And they're like, yeah. And I said, why don't you get Dropbox for Business? And they're like, because it's not free. Wait a second. All of the women at this table at least have a six-figure business with no physical location, no rent to pay, no building insurance, no receptionist, no utilities, no internet connection, none of that. Y'all have six-figure, if not seven-figure businesses, and you're going to complain about storage? That's all you need. If you are a personality, if you are a brand, if you are someone who's doing online social media marketing, if you are someone who is trying to get your message out there, dude, you must invest in storage. You need Dropbox. You need Business Dropbox. It is so beneath you to be complaining about running out of space because that's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's crazy to me that you won't invest in space. This is not an ad for Dropbox for Business. But it kills me when people are like, oh, but you have to pay for that. I'm like, you get what you paid for. You own a business. You intend to own a six-figure or a seven-figure business. Then invest in storage because you need unlimited shelf space. You should never lose your golden material simply because you don't have enough space. You should never lose out on a moment to take a picture or a video or to record an incredible thought because you don't have enough space. That doesn't make sense to me. So number one, scared money don't make money. When it comes to any kind of free services, I know what that means. That's to reel in the people who, quite frankly, will only ever be able to afford free. But if you're ready to take your business to the next level, then you want to upgrade for the better service. Do your research. I researched every single possible type of digital storage, including Google, all of them, and to date. And I'm happy to change my mind when the research shows that I should. But at the moment, the safest, the most effective, the easiest to use, the most secure is Dropbox for Business. Now, does everybody need Dropbox for Business? No. But I'm just saying, if space is an issue, and if you've got a team, then you've got to use Dropbox. Number two, when it comes to storage, is you run your business, your life. You promote yourself from your phone. So what are you doing on that iPhone 3S? What are you doing? You need that extra phone anyways, because you need it to Periscope on. Now, like, devices are like gold for me. Either I'm going to send it to somebody who works for me in the Philippines, because it's very, very, very expensive to get an iPhone in the Philippines, or I use it to do a double broadcast. I use my older phone to do a double broadcast, because y'all need to upgrade. Yes. So here you go. You can play this portion of the broadcast for your business partner or your life partner, whoever it is you need to convince this to, but it saves you time, money, frustration, aggravation, and headache by upgrading. And what is your peace of mind worth to you? Seriously, y'all need to upgrade, okay? Buy the most storage possible. Whenever you're buying anything that relates to storage, like whether it's your Apple TV, your Dropbox, your Wi-Fi, your external hard drive, your phones, get the biggest, because now where everything's video, and so we're going to require more and more and more space, and that's why it's really important that you upgrade. Okay, so far, my number one tip is you need more storage. Storage should never, ever, ever, ever be an issue. Number two, you've got to make sure that that storage includes your phone. Then you've got to set up your phone so that it automatically syncs with your Dropbox. So every single video I ever record, whether I hate it, whether I think I'm going to use it or not, it always saves to my phone. That audio, whether I want to use it or not, I can decide later. It automatically syncs to Dropbox. So all of that is saved there. Now, the thing about Dropbox for Business is if by accident I were to ever erase it, it stays there. It never goes away. And so now I have it in three places. I have it on my iPhone, which has a massive amount of storage. I have it on the iCloud, which has massive amounts of storage. And I have it on my Dropbox Personal, which has massive amounts of storage. And I have a copy of it on my Dropbox Business. So people are like, well, what if you lose it? You won't. Okay. And this is all automated. And those of you who are in the Virtual Business Academy, you know that this lesson, if you haven't got there, is coming up. And I teach you how to automate that process and how to keep it really simple. The next thing you need, in my opinion, is great sound. Because if nothing else, you may at some point decide you want to do a podcast or a radio show, or you might want to just take your voice and lay pictures over it. Let's say that you're not crazy about the video quality or content of your Periscope. Well, then you want to make sure that your sound is really, really good. It's easy to listen to. People will tolerate poor video, but they won't tolerate poor audio. Isn't that interesting? So if you go back and look at my Facebook page, just as an example, it is facebook.com/Shalene. You'll see if you click on videos, there's a video that my team posted a couple of days ago. I didn't even know they did this, where I was talking about surrounding yourself with better people. I want you to watch that video because it's going to trip you out. It's only like 2 minutes, but what they did is they laid down really high quality video clips that I've done over the years for different things. They laid in some stock photos, and they took a 2 minute audio of me on Periscope, which was, I think I might have even done it in the bathroom here, like a hot mess, but the audio quality was good. And so they were able to load video on top of that, and it turned out beautiful. In fact, I got text messages from people who were like, who did that for you? Where did you have this done? And I was like, what done? Oh, I didn't even know they did that. They're so good. But they wouldn't have been able to do that, and it wouldn't have come across as professional if it hadn't used a microphone. So here's the mic that I'm using now. It's no big deal. I think it's like $40. And there's a couple of knockoffs too, maybe, but I really like the Rode, R-O-D-E, Rode lav mic. And I just plug it into the bottom of my phone. And this is what I use to record. Like, this will be used for a podcast. Normally, if I'm at home and I'm doing a podcast, I will set up an external microphone and this microphone. So that means I have a microphone kind of like slightly off camera. I plug that into my laptop. I click record, and it records my voice, not the video, obviously. It records my voice into Audacity. Okay. And then that file I send off to my podcast editor. But in cases like this, in cases like the podcast episode that I released today, I recorded last night with my Rode mic. Now, podcast aficionados, people who are sound engineers and very particular about sound, they don't like it. I'm just going to be honest. They're like, it bugs them when they hear differences in sound quality. But for me, here's what I look at. Because I'll get comments like that. People will say, you know, I don't like how sometimes you're not recording on a professional microphone. And my theory is people want content. And I don't think that many people can tell the difference and it makes that big of a difference that they won't listen. Now, I have listened to podcasts where it sounds like someone's laid a mic down on the floor underneath a sock in a room where there's a bunch of people talking and they're like, here, you can listen in on this meeting. I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it. But I don't think most people care that much and can tell that big of a difference. And the way that I determine that is by my downloads and my ratings. So our ratings keep going up and up and up. The Chalene Show continues to be top rated in the health category. It's a life coaching show. And Build Your Tribe continues to be at least in the top, usually 20, 25. I think today was in the top 30. Sound is very important. It's very important for repurposing your content. And I want you to trust me, like a mom giving good advice. Even if you think right now, I don't have a podcast, I don't have a business, I have no need for content, you will. I know you will, or you wouldn't be watching me. There's no way you would be watching me if at some point you weren't destined to be your own brand or have your own business. And my friends, you're going to need content and you already have it. Do you need good lighting? The answer to that is yes, especially if you're going to repurpose it, number one. And number two, here comes the truth again. You need good lighting if you're a female. It's not fair. I didn't make the rules. You need good lighting if you're a female. Now, the guys don't care that much. They don't care if we're poorly lit, but women, it's weird. We receive a message if we're not distracted by, like, she's looking mighty tired today. She's looking haggard. And light can do that for you. Like, whenever I have to do any type of gig, I'm always like, give me the Real Housewives lighting. Like, give me Oprah's lighting. Give me more light. Give me more light, more light, more light, right? So right now, I'm not using a ring light or any other kind of light. I'm using daylight. So what you do is you face the light coming in at you. The camera has its back, if the camera had a back. The camera has its back to the sun. You have your face to the sun. If you don't do that, then you have to contend with lighting issues. And that also affects the quality of the video. Interesting, right? So I do recommend that you use good lighting because it's just less distracting. And, you know, here's the other reason why I think good lighting is important. Because most people will not Periscope or any type of live streaming or even video for that matter because they don't like the way they look. But if you've got decent lighting, I guarantee you're going to like the way you look a lot more than if you did it in poor lighting. So use a good light. Ring lights are the bomb. There's just no comparison to the ring light, but it's a, you know, $200 investment or more. And not everyone's ready to make that investment, but it's cheaper than Botox, isn't it? Yeah. And especially if you're going to be using and do it, creating a lot of video, why not use and invest in a great light? Are there other lights you can use? Yes. Here's one that's a clip on. It goes right onto your phone, but you have to be so close to it for it to light up your face that it's like kind of too close for me. And then there are other little lights you can do. You just have to find on Amazon. Just look for a phone ring light and you'll find it. It's like $35. Okay. This is a light that I bought from Stellar Lighting Systems and it has, is that called a hot shoe? I believe. And this attaches to any type of a mount and it's pretty dang bright. So that's what I brought because I was traveling. I also have the Lumi case, and the Lumi case is nice, but again, you've got to be pretty dang close to it, you know? And like, I don't need to be like up in your grill having you like analyze my makeup. So those are the lights that I recommend, but the cheapest and perhaps the easiest is daylight. So that's my suggestion to you when it comes to light. Have a mount ready, have a great mount. There is a difference in mounts. I could really start a mount cemetery. The UPS man knows me by first name because I have bought so many dumb tripods and mounts. And I am not an affiliate with Archon Mounts. I don't even think I've ever gotten a discount for Archon Mounts, even though they've offered it to me. And here's why. Because I prefer to have me give you a recommendation and you know it's not because I'm getting a discount or getting anything for free. It's because I use it and it's amazing. Okay, now let's talk about the GoPro. So ironically, on the way here to Utah, I picked up Inc. magazine and I was reading about the GoPro. The angle they were taking is that the GoPro's in serious trouble, that their stocks have dipped dramatically and they're kind of done. And their theory on it was nobody needs another GoPro. Whereas with your phone, when the upgrade comes out, you see all the cool things that everybody's new one does and you're like, oh, I need a new phone now, right? But with a GoPro, you're like, okay, I get it. And it's kind of not that easy to use. And so like, I have one, do I need another? And so most people have one GoPro and they're done. And I thought that's a really good point. And the article said they're gonna have to do something big and major if they're going to stay in this game. And sure enough, the second I get here, I see updates from Alex Pettit and from Alex Kahn. Yes, and they're all talking about using the latest Periscope update. You can broadcast from your GoPro. Well, I have a GoPro Hero 4. So I'm like, score, awesome. And I happen to be snowboarding. Okay, so the only reason why you might need one is a lot of people are saying game changer. If this is in its case, the sound is nearly inaudible. And it has to be in its case when you're in the snow or in the water. So then sound is no longer even an option, okay? So in that case, it's fine for getting great footage. You can toggle back and forth from your camera, your iPhone, which has great audio quality, to your GoPro, like I did that today. So I started off on my camera and I said, hey guys, okay, we're about to go snowboarding and I hope that you'll stay with us because we're heading down the mountain and I'm about to go on the GoPro. And so the sound quality was okay. Here's how you connect it. All you do is you download the GoPro app. You must have a GoPro 4. And then what you do is you turn on the Wi-Fi on your GoPro. That's step two. Step three is you connect, you click on Wi-Fi from your phone and you connect to the Wi-Fi that's being broadcast from your GoPro. And then once you do that, now as soon as you open up the Periscope app identifies that it's connected to a GoPro and it automatically looks like a different broadcast and you can see the little GoPro icon and then you just click start broadcast. Now, a lot of people are saying it's a game changer. I don't think it's a game changer. I don't. Because of the sound, number one. And number two, because when you're broadcasting from a GoPro, I can't see your comments. I can only talk to the lens. And that's tough because we love talking to your comments. We love seeing green and blue hearts. So it's tough. Is it super dope cool if like you're doing a dance class or you want everybody to see the whole room or if you want to broadcast a seminar or an adventure or you're snowboarding or skiing or rock climbing? Sure, that's super cool. Super cool. But in terms of us using it to interact, you have to have a secondary device close to your GoPro. So you have to have your GoPro facing you, right? And then you have to be like looking down to read your comp. It's like, you know what I mean? So it's going to be tricky. I just don't think it's a game changer yet, personally. I do think, however, that there's some possibilities here with some upgrades. Gosh, if they improve the sound, that would be huge. When it's not in the case, the sound isn't that bad. It isn't that bad, but there's no way for me to plug in an external microphone. And so for that reason, I won't be broadcasting from this like when I'm doing my normal broadcast, even though it's like fun. Okay, so here's the deal. I did two GoPro broadcasts earlier today. One I did inside the house. It's very quick. It's 6 minutes and you can see what that looks like. And it's really cool. Like if for realtors, oh my God, that'd be amazing. For those of you who are like doing tours or you need a really broad, big, high quality video, it's freaking awesome. Then I did my second broadcast, you'll see, right after that, out on the slopes. Brett had on his helmet cam, and then I was carrying my phone, and we were gonna stay really close together, and I was snowboarding. And I have a little bit of an injury, but I thought, you know what? I'm on video right now. I'm gonna kill it. I'm gonna rip like they've never ripped before. I want the comments to say, oh my God, is she a pro? Like, I had no idea. In my mind, as I was snowboarding, I was envisioning all of the comments, and I kept thinking, people are gonna be saying things like, I had no idea she was so good. Whoa, is that Chalene? I pictured comments like this. I have a newfound respect, right? Like I was going to have like a whole new fan base, and I was shredding as hard as I could, and I went up through the trees really fast, and Brad was like, I was worried for you then. I'm like, I know, but I knew you were like right behind me live on Periscope. No, none of that happened, because right as I went underneath the bridge, it clicked back to my phone. I think we were too far apart. So that was my mistake. He should have been carrying my phone. Duh. But I just hadn't figured that out. So it was in my pocket. And then it was so funny because once I landed, which is what I call it when I get to the bottom, when I got to the bottom, everyone's like, people's comments were like, are we really here watching the inside of a pocket for like 6 minutes? And people said, but the first part of it that you could see, it was pretty cool. And I do think that was my error. I believe the reason why that didn't work is because I had the phone. Does anyone know for sure? I think it's because I had the phone and we separated like just a little too much. You saw my hairy pocket. Apparently some of my hair was tucked in my pocket. But in my mind, I was like, people are going to see this and they're going to probably send it to Burton or like Roxy. I'm going to finish this run and my phone is going to blow up with snowboarding endorsements. And this is pretty sick. And none of that happened. Mm-mm. You just got to hear me going, you just got to hear the snow. So you have to watch. It's kind of funny. But if you tune into the second broadcast, trust me, once it goes in the pocket, it doesn't come back until the very end of the run. So you can kind of like fast forward to the end where I'm like, what'd you guys think? And they're like, yeah, no, we didn't think anything. So do you need to run out and buy a GoPro? No, you don't. You really don't. You do not. But if you can think of a reason why you need a broader angle, for example, I'm thinking about what if I started another Periscope handle and I just did my workouts using the GoPro, right? From that Periscope. Like, because I wouldn't do it on this one because people don't expect to get workout scopes here. They want content. But I'm just like, what if I started another channel and anytime I scope from that, I could use the GoPro and get like really great live footage so you could work out with me. That'd be pretty cool, right? If you want more great tips on the types of equipment that you need to really master live broadcasting, whether it's on Facebook or Periscope or YouTube or whoever comes out with live streaming next, which of course you've got to consider Twitter because now our live streams are showing up in your Twitter feed, then I encourage you to download my free guide. It covers everything, like how to come up with titles, how to set up your lighting, which mounts we love, what type of lighting and where to get them. The links and all of that is included, including many of the mistakes that most new Periscopers or live broadcasters make in the beginning. You can get that by going to periscopeisdope.com. Thanks so much for joining me on this episode of Build Your Tribe.
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. the person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to ShaleenJohnson.com/confidence tips.